بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وخير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So we have been studying Surah Al-Ma'arij, and this is the description of the mu'mineen, of believing men and women, all the good people, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning their qualities and admiring these qualities, and he is appreciating all those good character and the good qualities. So he is saying that all those Muslim people, good people, those who are keeping their promises and they are very much observing to their amanat, whatever trust they have towards the other people, if they have some belongings to the other people as the amana, so they are keeping their amana and they are not betraying their amana. Now the word amana is not only one thing as we assume and it comes to our minds right away, that amanat, I have given you my some precious thing to you and you are keeping. This is one kind of amana, but there are several types of amana. If I have shared any kind of my secret thing with you, that is also amana. If it has been decided among some people in a kind of meeting, so you keep it to yourself, and if it was not supposed to disclose, do not disclose it to other people, those who are not qualified for that. So this is also kind of the amana. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many talents, so many skills, so many qualities, and our listening power, our speaking power, our vision, it's all the amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to use all these amanat that Allah has given us in right way, in the proper way. So all these come under the amana. Okay. Similarly, wa ahad. So ahad means covenant. So there are covenants, first of all, that we have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, promises with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have the promises that we have made with our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we have the promises that we have made to our families, to our Muslim community, to our Muslim brothers, sisters, all these, it is ahad, right? So a good and righteous mu'min is the one who is keeping all these promises and he is observing. So now translate this ayah. Walladina. What is the meaning of walladina?
And those whom
they, right? Li amanatihim, for their amanat. Right. So amanat is the plural of the word amana. Him is pronoun. Their amanat, their trust, right? Wa ahdihim.
And their covenants.
Ra'un are observing. Right? They are guarding them. Like, you know, they are not missing anything. Okay. Next ayah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ. And those who are standing firmly with their witnesses, with their testimonies. Right? So testimony is that they are not giving the false witness for or against of someone else. And then so many witnesses, again when it comes to the religious perspective, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a duty to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the other human beings. So this is also kind of witness, bishahada, right? So there are many ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that this is the role of the Muslim people, that they fulfill their duty as the witness to the humankind. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. We have made you into a balanced nation so that you can be witness, shuhada, ala nas, to the people, to the mankind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be witness over you that you have done your duty or you have not done your duty, right? So those who have to their bishahadatihim, their witnesses, qa'imun, establishing and standing firmly, they are not neglecting their duty. Right? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those people who are guarding their salah, their prayer. Right? So, very easy words. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ, and those, they are عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ, on their prayers,
yuhafizun,
are observing, muhafaza,
securing,
guarding, securing,
establishing,
they are not missing any prayer. So the look at the beauty of these ayat. If you go all the way back to the beginning of these qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with the salah,
illa
al-musallin, right? Those who are musallin, what type of musallin? Alladheena hum ala salatihim daimun. Those who are performing their salah regularly and permanently, constantly, on time, always. Daimun means always. They are not, you know, missing or neglecting any one of those prayers. And same thing again. How can you make it daim? When you are guarding, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. So, it's also showing that salah is the best means, is the best tool to enhance all these qualities that have been mentioned in between. So, how can you increase and enhance other qualities if you are guarding your prayers? So this is the best benefit of the salah, that who are very regular, punctual in the prayer, and they are performing the prayer that it should be performed. Not is just the, you know, actions only or the rituals only, but in its true meaning, the perform the namaz or the salah should be performed, right? So then it will give the benefit of all that. And one tafsir has been done because of this. On the both ends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the prayer. So prayer is like our hisar, like our, you know, boundary, you know, and we are inside that. So as long as we are inside that hisar, we are safe. وَالَّذِينَهُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. So what will be the reward of all these good qualities and the living our life up to all those best admiring, you know, character? That these people, they will be in the Jannah, in the gardens of bliss, Jannat, different kinds of Jannat. That's why it's plural, Jannat. Mukramoon, honored, with all honor. Any Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them into the paradise, into the Jannatul Firdaus, into all Jannat, and they will be mukram. Mukram is from takreem. They will be honored, honorable. This is the meaning of mukram. فَمَا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قِبَلَكَ مُحْبِينَ. Now from here, another topic started. What happened to all these kuffar, all these non-believers, disbelievers, that they are rushing towards you, O the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They are like attacking on you. So same thing is happening right now in this time also, right? All the non-Muslim, the enemies of Islam, they are attacking on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on Islam. So it's not a new thing, it's been going on even from
the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, fama lilladhina, what's wrong with them, right? What's the matter with all those people who are kuffar, qibalaka, towards you, muhti'een, they are attacking. So, muhti'een means attacking, rushing towards you, okay? In what situation? Anil yamini wa anil shimali izin. On from the right side, from the left side, from right and left, they are attacking you in the groups. Izin means groups, in the party. Like they are not only just one individual or some individuals, they are like groups of the people. So from right and left, they are attacking upon you. أَيَطْمَعُ كُلُّمْ رِئِمْ مِنْهُمْ. Does each and every one of them seeks, right? So, يَطْمَعُ, the literal meaning of يَطْمَعُ is greed, having the greed, having the desire. كُلُّمْ رِئِمْ, every one, each and every individual, مِنْهُمْ, among them. So, what does he seek? أَنْ يُدْخَلَ جَنَّةَ نَعِيمٍ, that he will be entered into جَنَّةُ النَّعِيمِ, that they think that despite of all those things that they are doing against Islam, against the Prophet of Islam, not accepting the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still every one of them is, of them is thinking that he will be admitted into the Jannah. Right? Kalla, by no means. Kalla, by no means. Inna khalaqnahum mimma ya'lamun. Indeed, we have created them. Inna khalaqnahum. Out of what? Mimma ya'lamun. Out of what? They themselves, they know it. What is the reality of human being? Now he has the power, he has the money, he has the social status. So he thinks, oh my, you know, I'm having like all the powers similar to God, or I'm very much powerful. But he should go back from what, out of what he has been created. It was just the drops of some sperm, some water. And he has been created out of mud and clay, and you know, very insignificant things. So he should not forget his reality, his origin, that he has been created out of very, very weak things, and he is very weak. So he knows that for out of what he has been created. Inna khalaqnahum mimma ya'lamun.
In the previous ayat, Makkans did not even used to believe in afterlife, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, actually, yes, there are two possibilities. First, that there were some people, those who had this belief also, but with the wrong perception. Okay, and their wrong perception was that like they used to say, okay, suppose we believe that there will be the Akhirah, and there will be the Jannah, and there will be the Hellfire and all that. So, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us so many blessings in this world, so it is the proof that we are beloved to Him. Right? So, we believe that the same way that He has given us all these good things in this life, He will continue to bless us even in the Akhirah, in the Jannah. Right? So, this is the answer of their wrong perception also, that do you believe, do you think that you have been doing everything against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against His message of the Quran, against His Prophet, against His Deen, and still you will be entered into the Jannah? And whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was warning them against all those things, that if you do not believe in this, if you do not do this, if you do not do all these good qualities, then the Jannah is not for those people. So they were, you know, kind of attacking on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how are you saying that? You know, we think that we are very much loving people to Allah, and He will give us again in the Akhirah all those good things that He has blessed us here in this dunya.
You are referring to the Jews and the Christians.
Yeah, and even the other non-believers, those who were in Mecca, because they are the first addressee, they used to think that the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in our custody. Right? We are the caretaker of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, Allah has given us so much honor. And there is no doubt that the people of Mecca, they were very much honored. They were the most, you know, secured and safe people. All the other Arab tribes, they used to respect them a lot because of the Kaaba. So they thought that we already are enjoying all those good, you know, things and all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the Jannah or in the Akhirah, if there is any, we will be honored again.